Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
3 o'clock hour on the Hochman, Crotter, and Solana Show. Welcome back. Excited to talk with Coach Jim Larrañaga later on this hour in about 20 minutes or so. We got Josh Appel here. Channing Crowder is back with us. I'm Solana. I'm back with us today as well. Hawk is off. He'll be back Friday, but we do have word, Crowder, just so you know. I don't want to get bogged down in it, but we do have word that Hawk is officially at Epcot today, which those of you who listen to this show religiously would know that that is very controversial. Hawk has been anti-Epcot. He believes he is exposing the truisms about Epcot that people don't want to admit for years on this show, which, as you guys know, I love Epcot. So it's very very interesting, this development that Mark Hochman has stepped foot inside of Epcot. Appel was showing me a video. He looked at the Epcot ball, and he said in a video, is at the U2 Sphere concert in Las Vegas. So already trolling everybody. Coach Larrañaga is going to join us coming up in a few minutes, but I want to get to 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here. Go ahead, Crowder.
I was just by the Sphere yesterday.
Yeah? Have you been yet? Yeah. Have you been to the Sphere in Las Vegas?
I have not been inside. I'm going to try to go this weekend. I'm going back. Me and my wife and I are going back because I have to do the F1 stuff this weekend. I had to go yesterday to interview people with F1. Actually, the CEO of McLaren Racing.
Oh, Zach Brown?
Zach Brown's a cool dude.
Yeah.
Zach Brown, the country
It's crazy
music
you knew team? His name. That's amazing that you knew Zach Brown's name. Like, I don't know any
like
CEO of a racing
Zach
team.
Brown band?
No, like the team principal of McLaren.
How the hell do you know that?
I watched Drive to Survive.
Yeah, but I watched Drive to Survive.
Well, I mean, it's easy to remember Zach Brown because he's the only American team principal The Zach Brown.
That's a good point.
And it's pretty funny. He lives in L.A. and he was and he said Drive to Survive made him famous because he was staying at a hotel one time. The Lakers were staying there. The Lakers were walking out. When he was walking out, somebody said, "Can I have your autograph?" Some of the players turned around like, "No, we're not allowed to sign." They were like, "No, not y'all, him."
That's
and
also
pointed
a lie
to Zach Brown, who's about a 5'6" little white dude. So they know he didn't play for the Lakers.
You're not buying that?
I'm not buying that the Lakers aren't allowed to sign autographs. I'm not doing the Zach Brown's lying about that, although I mean, come on. Drive to Survive is a little dramatized a bit. So I could see him massaging the truth there, but like just say you don't want to sign an autograph, Lakers, okay? Don't lie and say you're not allowed. Please.
I'm not defending him. I don't know who the hell it was. I don't even know if it was the Lakers. I don't know if Zach Brown knew what he was talking about, but I do know that they would tell us when you're walking to the buses, guys, don't stop with the autographs. We're on a time frame. So I've the nicest, you know, I've signed anything anybody puts in front of me. I'll sign a baby's forehead, but I had to walk past people sometimes because the team will tell you we're in a rush. Get on the damn bus.
Some housekeeping stuff here. A lot of people keep, we're live on YouTube and Twitch now, so you can watch the show as well if you'd like to. You don't have to. It sounds the same, but some people prefer a visual of us while we do the show, and I get it. I mean, I'm a handsome mother bleeper. Crowder, not so much. But people keep texting in over the past week. Yeah, my hairline's toast. People keep texting in, you know, that something's wrong with your stream. It's in landscape mode, or excuse me, it's in vertical mode. Yeah. There are two new features on YouTube specifically. So there's actually two different streams of our show going on at the same time. One is a landscape mode, which is the normal horizontal YouTube browser that you would watch a video on. And then there's also a new one, which pops up at the exact same time, simultaneously live, which is kind of like an Instagram, TikTok version of YouTube. So it's happening at the same time. So for those of you, again, I know the radio audience and the streaming audience does not care. But for those of you who are watching, we have quite a few people live on YouTube right now. And that's bothering you. Just back out and go to the other version. Just go to WQAM on YouTube and you'll find both there. So now that we got that taken care of, let's get to 15 Minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. I have for you here a list from CBSSports.com ranking the AFC wildcard contenders. NFL playoff picture from CBSSports.com ranking top six AFC wildcard contenders. And I will read them to you right now. Your division leaders, the Denver Broncos at 9-2, leading the AFC West. They have a sizable lead on Kansas City. Phenomenal.
Are we doing contender pretender again?
We are not. I learned my lesson. The New England Patriots lead the AFC East, the Indianapolis Colts, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay. So, unofficially out of it, but essentially they're calling these teams out of it, the Tennessee Titans, the Cleveland Browns, the Las Vegas Raiders, the New York Jets, the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Miami Dolphins.
Wrong. Erroneous.
At 3-7, they're saying the Miami Dolphins are out of it. But unofficially, mathematically, not out of it, but they're out of it. 4-7, correct. And your wild card contenders, the Jaguars, the Texans, the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Chargers, and the Bills in that order. Kansas City is third in this ranking, and Baltimore is right behind them, fourth. But your top two wild card contenders, the Chargers and the Buffalo Bills.
Baltimore's winning the AFC North. I don't think Pittsburgh's hanging on to the top spot in that division, especially now that Aaron Rodgers is hurt. I know they're talking about him potentially playing this weekend, but he's got a fracture in his left wrist. It doesn't require surgery, but that's still not the best injury to have to deal with as a quarterback. You're going to try and play through that. It's going to be difficult. And now you've got Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. They're getting healthier. They're getting better. The Ravens are going to win the North. I just had the Chargers and Jaguars on Sunday. And let me tell you, if the Chargers cannot get their tackle situation at left and right tackle on the offensive line figured out, that team is doomed because they couldn't do a damn thing against a very mediocre Jaguar defense on Sunday. And when they go up against teams that like to run the ball a lot, they really struggle. And we know when it comes to the playoffs, teams have to run the ball. They got to play good defense. And I'm not sure the Chargers, in their current state, I would put in that conversation. I think they're a playoff team. Chiefs got to be careful too, Crowder. They lose this weekend to the Colts, drop to 5-6. They are on the outside looking in because they have none of the tiebreakers.
Correct. And Crowder had brought that to your attention the other day, which was it's not that we actually believe that Kansas City can't pull it together, because I still think if they're in the playoffs, I'm still picking them to win the AFC. I just am. Until they're knocked off, I'm picking them. But they literally might not make it because every team ahead of them, Jaguars, Buffalo, the Chargers,
they've
every single team, they've lost all the head-to-head battles against them.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the Ravens have picked it up, so I'm going to plug one of the Ravens in, either winning the North or just wild card, but the Ravens are going to the playoffs. And what does that give, one more spot?
Yeah.
Dolphins.
I would guess it would be the Bills, because the Bills beat the Chiefs, but it's crazy that the Chiefs aren't even going to make the playoffs after the run they've had. But it's something you brought it up too. I heard that foolishness, Solana, the aura. They've lost their aura.
I think it was Damian Woody. Who said that. I could be wrong, but it was one of it was somebody after a game. Or they've lost their aura.
It's nothing aura. They're getting scored on, and they're not scoring as much as they usually are with all their weapons. Like, I don't know what they're talking about. Aura, people weren't scared of them. They were just better than other teams.
We talk all the time about how one-score games are random. This is the difference. Last year, they were on the right side of literally every single one-score game. They went undefeated in one-score games a season ago. This year, they're winless in those one-score games. The great example is this weekend against Denver. I did the game last year in Kansas City, where Denver was lining up for a game-winning field goal to go to 9-0, and the Chiefs blocked the kick. This year, Denver lining up for the field goal, no block kick this time.
And they won.
These things just happen to even out, and the Chiefs are on the wrong side of the one-score games this year. It's crazy because on paper, they are a better team this year than they were last year, and obviously the record doesn't show that.
Yeah. And you talk about, we talk about it all the time with the one-score games. It's funny you bring it up. We come back home.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Carolina was a one-score game. Like, you look at the games the Dolphins have lost, like, that's what the NFL is winning close games in the fourth quarter. You get the hell beat out of you by good teams, and you're for good team, you're going to beat mediocre and bad teams, and it's usually going to be in the fourth quarter. Getting blown out or blowing a team out by 20 isn't what the NFL is about. That's college football.
I do like to do that sometimes, go back and just look at some of the Dolphins' losses and say,
they're a foot out of bounds away from.
Foot out of bounds away. And, yep. But also, they're a Marcus Mariota away from being 3-8. I'm just saying, like, it has to work.
It only works in our favor.
It has to work both ways.
There's Jalen Phillips' wrist being stronger. That might be two wins if he gets
Herbert down
to the ground or San Diego.
Or if our DBs just knew how to tackle earlier in the season. Hey, I mean,
by the way, I said this yesterday. Yeah. I think we could have the Tua Herbert conversation again. Herbert opened up the door after Sunday. Whoa. He was bad.
Still take him.
Oh, of course.
Take him over
Tua. I'm not being fully serious, but like.
I think. The conversation going to happen forever, but yeah, man, I think we're done with that one.
Yeah,
I'm done with that one. I won't say
until Tua leads the Dolphins in the playoffs this year.
Right. Well, I was just going to kind of circle back here to end 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. Dolphins, according to this list, unofficially out of it. Again, mathematically not eliminated, but they're not giving them a chance in hell to actually take one of those final wild card spots. Do either of you genuinely believe this can happen? We don't have to go into a long thing about it, but with the record after the bye week and with the way they've been playing, I just want to gauge everybody's guts here. Like, do you actually think this team is capable of battling for a legitimately battling, not just being in the hunt graphic? I'm talking about ending the season. What would it have to be?
Probably have to go at least
8-9.
Probably have to get to at least 9 wins.
9 wins?
Yeah.
So 9-8.
Yeah.
They have to win out?
Well, no, they have to. They would afford one loss
right.
in this scenario. Let them get to 7-7 after that Monday night game against Pittsburgh, and then we're really cooking. 7-7, we can have a conversation.
Then you play the Bucks and the Pats. You're gonna have to
sure
you're gonna have to split those last two teams, Bucks and Pats.
Well, that's my question, because on Monday, Crowder, we're talking about, hey, let's enjoy the wins. And I'm firmly in that position. Let's enjoy the wins. But somebody writes, it would be the most tragically funny thing if the Dolphins made the playoffs just to get blown out round one and keep the status quo. And it's so true.
Yeah.
Where I'm enjoying the wins, but they're gonna get into a position where they're either battling for a playoff spot and they're gonna get blown out by the Buccaneers. It's gonna end their playoff chances, which is how this ends. Like, we know how this ends.
Yeah.
Or they just get rocked by the Jets and all they had to do was win against the Jets and they can't do it. Or they miraculously get into the playoffs in that first round. And I kind of botched that. And they get just rocked by New England in the first round.
They're going to lose one of these two against the Saints or the Jets. They're going to have a dumb one here. And then what they're going to do is they're going to lose one of these two games, and then they'll beat Tampa Bay at the end of the season, and they'll have another meaningless win against New England after they blew their chance against the two bad teams coming up on the schedule.
Yeah. All right, let's do headlines, because Coach L is going to join us in the next segment. Appel is in for Hawk today, and Appel's going to handle headlines for us. They're brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
All right, quickly here, Jordan Brooks, Defensive Player of the Week in the AFC, second time this season at 20 tackles against the Commanders in Madrid. The Panthers, they're back in action tomorrow night against the Jack Hughes-less Devils. Paul Maurice announced today Etuluusturainen out for a couple of weeks after suffering burns from a barbecue incident. We said earlier his coals might have been too hot. The Panthers are up to 7 regulars out of the lineup because of injury. 6 of them are forwards. Panthers a bit banged up. The league also revealed, we'll get to this later in the show, both the Rangers and the Panthers with our classic uniforms. I like them. Solana, not so much. Heat and the Warriors tonight. They tip at 7:30. Bam could be back. We'll find out here shortly, or they might have already announced the injury report. And then bad news for Solana. Team USA in soccer last night. Beat down on Uruguay, 5-1 in Tampa. First time the U.S. men's national team has scored 5 goals in a game versus a CONMEBOL nation, a World Cup winning nation, and a FIFA top 30 team. Basically did it with the Seattle Sounders roster. Not even the top guys, the A team for Team USA.
Yeah, no, I'm down bad. Like, no joke. Yeah. That was one of the most painful losses of my lifetime.
Yeah, we'll talk about it with Witty in the 4 o'clock hour. Go ahead, Crowder.
Yeah, he's got
your lifetime.
No joke. That was one of the most painful losses.
It was a friendly, by the way. It's almost like the Dolphins losing a preseason game in heartbreaking fashion, and Solana being upset about that. Essentially, this game meant nothing.
They're playing for fun.
No,
this is a couple boys getting together. They drink beers afterwards.
No, you don't get it, man. You don't give up 5 goals to a CONCACAF nation. You just don't. Like, had Spain done that to Uruguay, it would have been hard to swallow. But hey, you know, that's Spain. That's Italy. You give up 5 goals to a CONCACAF nation. And by the way, I'm not even taking cheap shots at the U.S. They dominated last night. I was very surprised at how well they played without some of their top players. And that was mostly Uruguay's top team. So
I got to talk to Witty about this, because maybe Uruguay's just booty.
Maybe. Maybe. I can't argue it. I think there's actually some behind-the-scenes stuff going on with the manager. Nobody likes the manager there. He's Argentinian. Mm. And some people in Uruguay are speculating. Again, speculating. It doesn't mean it's for sure, but speculating that they're tanking on purpose. Like, they're not playing hard for this guy. They don't want him to be the manager for the World Cup 6 months from now or 7 months from now. But, again, that's tough to believe. Even then, you don't give up five goals. You just don't. But whatever. We'll talk about it later. I don't want to waste any more of Coach L's time. Just one thing on the Heat before you get to weather. Pell, Steph Curry is out tonight for sure. Jimmy Butler is questionable with lower back strain. The key here is that they all played yesterday against Orlando. Jimmy had 33. Steph had 30-plus points as well. Nobody else scored for them. But Steph played 34 minutes. Jimmy played 38 minutes. Draymond's also questionable for this game. Buddy Hield is questionable. Like, this team, no Kuminga, who's been out. This team, my guess is Jimmy Butler won't play tonight. That's my guess.
Ducking the Heat.
But second night of a back-to-back, they played heavy minutes yesterday, and they still lost by 8 to a tough Orlando Magic team. My guess is they're not going to play tonight. But Steph Curry for sure is out. Bam is questionable, but they're certainly optimistic that he'll make his return after 6 straight out.
Well, hopefully they were able to enjoy the weather, which is sponsored by ChillZone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillZoneAC.com. Beautiful day in South Florida. Temperatures high of 82, low of 67. Should get into the low 70s tonight. And if you stay up until, if you wake up at 6 a.m., temperatures below 70 degrees. How about that?
How about that? We're going to talk with legendary Canes basketball coach Jim Larrañaga. Joins us every single Wednesday. Happens to be my favorite conversation of the week. Every single week. We're going to talk some hoops with Coach L after this break.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I gave up squirrel meat.
Oh, good for you. That'll be tough to keep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're going to talk with Coach Jim Larrañaga. Ready to talk some hoops with Coach L. My favorite segment of the week. Crowder's here. Josh Appel is here. I'm Solana. Jimmy is behind the glass. Hawk is at Epcot. What a weird turn of events for this show. Coach Jim Larrañaga, he joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Coach L, again, every single week, you know him as the legendary men's basketball coach collegiately at the University of Miami. Coach L, unfortunately, the Miami Hurricanes suffered a pretty bad defeat at the hands of Crowder's Florida Gators the other day, neutral site game. That couldn't have felt very good for you and the rest of Canes Nation.
Well, you know, quite frankly, this early in the season, we just, you know, getting started. It's a new team. We have 13 new players. So here's the way I look at it. We're learning. We're improving. We're working at how to play our best basketball together. So when you play against the top 10 team like the University of Florida, who won the national championship last year with all those veterans returning, and those big guys are dynamic. They are all really, really good. And Ty Golden, I mean, you know, he's got his team ready to play like it's March. Jay Lucas and his staff are just getting started. They have a few games under their belt. They learned a lot from the game, I'm sure. And we're going to see some improvement as we move forward. So don't be hating on my on my Hurricanes this early in the year, man.
Let them know, Coach L. Enough with the hate, Crowder.
You cut my leg because I was about to take a real subtle shot at you, but Coach, to your point, though, yes, we won a national championship last year. We're rolling, and you watched them; they were just bigger. You watched pregame; they were just a bigger team, you know, on the court. But how long does that take? Because nowadays with NIL. You're really resetting every year. You talked about it last year with just the reset of rosters. So how long, at you with all your coach experience, how long until a team that's brand new with a brand new coach, how long until you will see what they can really do?
Well, you don't know that. Here's the key. You could start out absolutely great and be rolling right from the beginning because your team just absolutely clicks. But there's another side of it that, hey, it's going to take me a while. I'm not really sure. My biggest takeaway from that game was two things. And there's only two things you have to be able to do. One, you got to be able to put the ball in the basket. And number two, you got to stop the other team from putting it in the basket. So my concern was we just didn't put the ball in the basket at an efficient enough rate both from three and from the foul line. So can we improve in those areas? Can we get to the point where we're shooting a high percentage from three and from the free throw line? Because if we can, if that's the part of our game we work on, we improve, then maybe by January we're rolling. Now, if it's a part of the game that we just struggle with, we just don't have enough really good shooters, then that's going to become a weakness that shows up regularly.
Well, the Hurricanes are going to play again tomorrow against Elon. I'm locked in, Coach, because I'm a big Dante Allen fan. He's one of the new freshmen that Coach Lucas has. I've been following him since he was at Riviera Prep down in Kendall, my neck of the woods. I know the whole coaching staff there, and they rave about this kid, so I'm locked in. But I wanted to transition quickly with you, Coach, to the NBA because – tonight, the Heat, they're going to play the Warriors. Now, the Warriors are on the second night of a back-to-back. We know how good that team is, but Steph Curry's not going to play. Jimmy Butler likely isn't going to play either. They're missing a ton of their regular starters, their superstars. Last week, Miami, we talked with you after that exciting finish against Cleveland. Cleveland, that Wednesday night when you came on, benched Donovan Mitchell. There was no Darius Garland. There was no Evan Mobley. And they ran the Heat out of the building in the fourth quarter. How difficult is it as a head coach? I don't think it's a lack of confidence or concentration by the team, but I do think it's just preparing for a different style when another team is shorthanded and undermanned. How difficult is that when you have to play, like the Heat tonight, against a team that isn't going to have Steph Curry, their superstar, in the lineup?
Okay, are we going to have Bam? What do you hear?
I think Bam Adebayo is going to play. They're kind of talking yesterday at practice. Like, again, it's not a sure thing.
Game time decision.
Right, work your sources, Solana.
My sources are saying he's playing, but I don't want to make any
breaking
reports
news
here on the air,
Jimmy.
But either way, Coach, they should be able to handle a Golden State Warriors team with or without Bam that doesn't have Steph Curry, doesn't have Draymond, might not have Jimmy Butler, no Jonathan Kuminga either?
Yeah, here's the way I look at it. The Cavaliers series and the Knicks series, we split with them. We won two of those games. We lost two of those games. So we need to just get focused on getting ready for the Golden State Warriors. It doesn't matter who they have playing. Everybody plays differently every single night. Some nights you make a lot of shots. Sometimes you miss a lot of shots. And the better players are the more consistent players. So what I'm looking for is trying to get the consistency. If we can play consistently well, our new style of play, racing up and down the floor, getting into the open court, I think we take care of business tonight.
But, Coach, now you, when you had Lonnie Walker, you had Shane Larkin, you had you're not just going to play the Hurricanes. You got to stop Lonnie Walker as well. So not having Steph out of the line, not having Steph in the lineup, has to change your approach somewhat, because now you don't have a guy that can shoot from the logo.
Well, that's for sure true. Your defensive strategy can change dramatically based on the personnel. You know, your defensive strategy almost always begins with the best players. How do we slow down a Steph Curry or a Jimmy Butler? And the idea is, okay, they're not going to play tonight. Let's say neither one of them play tonight. All right. So who becomes the go-to guy? Who do we adjust our defense to focus on? Because you know every coach has a scouting report on every NBA player, and Spo and his staff will be looking for a great defensive strategy to slow down the Golden State Warriors.
Hey, Coach, and it's funny you said Spo, and made me think about something we talked about. What game was that, Solana, with the inbound pass? Was that the second night of the back-to-back? Or the first night.
Are you talking about the game-winning inbound pass?
The Chris Quinn play, yeah.
Yeah, that was the first game last Monday.
Hey, Coach, did you hear Spo's explanation? They had the inbound with 0.6 seconds to win the game. He said that Coach Chris Quinn drew that play up 4 years ago, and he still had it on the play sheet. And he said, this is a perfect – he said on the play sheet it said CW for Chris Quinn's inbound play. Have you ever – what's the longest you've had a play on your play sheet?
Oh, I never took a play off. We just kept adding it. And then in the summertime, I'd review our play calls, and some would go on the A list, some would go on the B list, some would go on the C list, and we never got to a D or an F list. But you'd have certain plays that are your favorites that you keep every year, year after year. And a lot of NBA teams, they run the same offense every year. They have the same plays. And then you add options to them. So you might have a play that option A is we're looking for the lob, and option B is we're looking for the jumper. And then you might switch that based on your personnel and who has the hot hand.
And Coach, one more question with that. This is intriguing to me as an X and O guy. Like, football-wise, you'll have fourth and ones, you'll have third and longs, you'll have third and 3-7. How is the play sheet broke down? Is it under 1 second, 2 to 4 seconds? Like, how do you break down a play call?
Yeah, in basketball, you've got to have a number of plays that I'll use the example. Let's use 10 seconds. So 10 seconds or under, but not under 5. So between 10 seconds and 5 seconds, we have a series of plays. All right. Once it gets under 5, okay, we got another series of plays that are more quick hitters. One pass, two pass, but no more than that. And then you have plays under 3 seconds or even under 1 second that are one pass and shoot it, or one pass and dunk it. And you have a certain number of lob plays that you have to have in your arsenal. And you have to have them from both underneath the basket and on the sideline in college. You don't see underneath the basket in the NBA, but all those plays you see in the NBA are sideline out of bounds.
Coach, good to talk to you again. I hopefully you did well in Wordle today. I got a 3 today, on Wordle. I don't know how you did, but I hope I don't know if you did better than a three. But
what are you like hockey? You cheat on that game? Or
who cheats?
They cheat for sure.
Who cheats?
Coach. They cheat for sure. And I'm pretty sure there's a whole conspiracy to cheat just to piss you off. I think that's what's happening behind the scenes.
Hey, Solana. Hey, Josh. Listen to this. Hawk had been sending me his Wordle, and he was getting like twos all the time. So I had my wife. I had my wife do hers first, then I copied it so I knew the answer. I drove Hawk nuts that I beat him.
I hope you didn't tell him that. I hope that's the first you're publicly admitting that.
Hawk doesn't know, and he's not listening.
No, he's at Epcot right now.
Yeah. He's at Epcot having fun.
Hey, Coach L, I am 100% committed to you beating Hawk. Even if it means we cheat together, I will jump in on this to piss him off on a daily basis. So you let me know. I know you're a man of integrity. I'm not. I am a sleazebag. So you let me know, Coach L. I am happy to find a way to cheat in Wordle so that you can just for you to piss off Hawk. You let me know, okay?
All right.
Coach, I wanted to ask you real quick because the Heat have struggled rebounding the basketball on both ends this year. And I know Bam Adebayo has missed a lot of time, and he's probably their best rebounder, but is that a byproduct of their style of play this year, or is that something that you see that can be fixed?
Oh, hey, that's – do you guys know the name or remember the name Pete Carril? No, huh? Okay, so Pete Carril is a legendary coach at Princeton University, and he ran the Princeton offense, which everybody runs now. You know the five out that the Heat run? It all comes from Pete Carril's offensive schemes back in the 60s and 70s and 80s. And in his book, he wrote a book, and in it he said, to be a great rebounder, you need the knack. Great rebounders have the knack of going where the ball is, where it's going. Rebounders, you don't develop rebounders. They're born that way. We had Norshad Omir, one of the best rebounders I ever coached. We didn't have to teach him anything. He just went after every rebound. You know, in my generation, you had guys like Wes Unseld who were tremendous rebounders. So when a team like the Heat is not having a great start to their rebounding numbers, you can focus on it. You can talk about it. You can watch video on it. But it's really up to the players to make it a priority that as soon as a shot goes up, you have to think in this order. I have to anticipate the shot. I have to assume that it's going to miss, and I have to go after it. Because if you don't do those things, if you don't assume it's going to miss, if you become a spectator, if you don't anticipate the shot, you're going to be a step late, and then you must go after it. The ball's not coming to you. You got to go get it. And that's what the great rebounders do. And, you know, a guy like Dennis Rodman made a living just going after every rebound because he wasn't concerned about shooting the ball or scoring the ball. He just – his goal was to get the next missed shot, rebound it, and get it for his team.
Dennis Rodman explaining how he rebounded in The Last Dance is one of the all-time clips and one of the best clips for that entire show.
Coach, before we let you go, I would imagine, you know, we're 3-4 weeks into the season now. You're not surprised – watching Norman Powell play at an all-star level, correct? I mean, we've talked about him before, but you keeping a close eye on the Clippers over the past couple seasons, what he's doing is outstanding.
Yeah, no, Norman is a perfect fit for needing a scorer in the backcourt. You know, and when Tyler Hero comes back, I think those two will be a dynamic scoring duo. Because Norman can shoot the ball and he can score the ball. He's an efficient player and he's having what Pat Riley uses the expression a career year. This may be the best year of his career. And if he can stay healthy, stay confident, and keep shooting the ball well, he's a major asset for the Miami Heat this season.
Coach Jim Larrañaga, he's a legendary men's head basketball coach here at the U, proudly repping the U once again. And Coach L, we greatly appreciate your time every single week. I mean it when I say I love talking basketball with you, and I love when you text me about basketball. He texted me an Instagram post about Nikola Jokic's stats. And coach, I mean,
are they ridiculous or what?
I said it last week that I think at the end of his career he'll be in the conversation with the LeBrons and the Jordans. I truthfully believe that. I'm not saying he'll be ahead of them, but he'll be in that conversation.
Yeah, it's really hard for the NBA, you know, to promote a player who's not American. You know, I mean, LeBron and Michael Jordan are born and raised in this country. They were born to play basketball. Their athletic ability, you know, they're entertainers, not just basketball players, but people tune in because they're so much fun to watch. Nikola Jokic is too, but you know, coming from Serbia, he's not the name on everybody's list of the greatest players of all time.
Well,
even though he's certainly in that conversation,
he should be, and he probably will be. Coach L, we really do appreciate you, and enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, there you go. That's
thanks, Coach.
Coach Jim Larrañaga. We're gonna take a break.
I got a question. Why, when Coach L tells you the exact same thing we tell you about Jokic, you say, okay, yes, sir, oh, sounds good, but then you argue with us all day?
Hold on a second. What are you talking about?
You said he's going to be spoke about with Jordan and LeBron. You've been saying this for a while, and right. We say, no, he's foreign and his game is boring. What are you talking about? He's a triple-double
right,
machine.
But, blah, blah, blah. But the difference is Coach L
Coach
was saying –
Coach explains it to you exactly the way we do.
Coach L just said he probably should be in that conversation, but he's just not because the NBA has a hard time properly like branding him. And you just say
– No, and, not branding and you, him. You, he is foreign and his game is boring.
You just do what you know what all the old heads do. Jordan, six finals appearances, zero losses. Zero losses.
I said nothing about superlatives. I said Jokic's game is boring and he's foreign and he won't get the attention. And it's not as fun to watch him lumber around and get a triple-double as it was to watch Jordan fly from the foul line.
Crowder, I have a question for you. What letter does the last name Quinn start with?
What letter does the last – Quinn, Q.
Yeah, because you said it was CW on the play sheet when you told the story to Coach L just now. I let it slide at the time.
I was going to let him win. That was the winning play.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
It was a wombo.
Okay.
Thanks to Coach L. more Hawk, Crowder, and Solana, as we like to call it, HWS, coming up on the other side.
Boy, I don't fool with you no more, Solana.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I love the colonoscopy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.